In the mid-1990s, Boone County saw a population boom and the schools became crowded. So the Belvedere School District built a lot. Superintendent Michael Hauslog.
What the knowledge at the time was that as we got farther out, there'd be more people moving in, more people to share the responsibility of paying off those bonds.
That didn't happen.
But then when the enrollment started to drop and the economy started to actually tank in 2009, that hit us hard about 2010.
That's when administrators took a hard look at new ways to bring in more money. A 2007 state law allows county voters to approve as much as a 1% sales tax to help pay for facility upgrades. But that effort is not always successful. It passed in Boone County in spring 2013 on the second try. Whiteside County voters have rejected it three times. The sales tax is not added for big-ticket items like cars, boats, and mobile homes. It also must be excluded on medication. There are also limitations to how the money can be used. The sales tax revenue cannot be used for textbooks, buses, computers, or salaries. Money brought in from the higher sales tax can be used for building projects or to pay off debt. Belvedere Superintendent Michael Hauslog says that's how the district could afford to decrease the burden on homeowners.
Our board made a commitment to the $2.5 million approximately that we anticipate getting every year. We will do 100% of that in to abate that to taxpayers.
This line of saying we're going to give you property tax relief is kind of the canned, this is how you sell a sales tax.
Jeremy Groves is an economics professor at NIU.
The kind of dirty little secret is very little of that sales tax actually shows up in observed property tax relief. You know, so again, I'm not trying to say that, you know, everybody is being evil and scheming behind the scenes. There could be a long-run increase because if you are using these sales taxes to build capital or to build something that's going to require long-term maintenance, as those things generate more upkeep and maintenance expenditures, where's that money going to come from? And more often than not, it's going to be filtered into the larger budget, and then that then is paid for out of property taxes.
But Hauslog says he doesn't expect the district will use the money for new buildings in the near future. Patrick McDermott is the assistant superintendent of the Freeport School District, where voters will weigh in on the issue this spring. He says future school boards could decide to use the money for building projects, but the current plan is to use it all for property tax relief.
There really is no other way to effectuate property tax relief within the current, you know, laws other than this. So, I mean, you know, people have asked for the property tax relief, and we actually found a way within the law to you know, make that happen.
Professor Jeremy Groves says the property tax sell is more politically palatable.
Property taxes hold the distinction of being one of the most hated taxes. And the most common reason for that is the fact that it's most visible. People don't keep track of what they pay in sales taxes because sales taxes, well, that's just that little add-on thing when I go check out at the grocery store.
Groves says the other advantage of sales tax versus property tax is the idea known as tax exporting.
With a property tax, only the people who live in that county pay that tax. With a sales tax, anyone who travels through that county and purchases something pays that tax. And so this is also kind of a way of pushing the tax on to other people.
Belvedere Superintendent Michael Hauslog says the Tollway Oasis in Belvedere in Boone County is a good example.
You know, anybody who pulls into the Oasis, they stop and they buy some fast food for $15 or $20. They buy $75 or $80 worth of gas, spend $100. You know, basically a dollar of that goes right back to the for the 1 cent sales tax.
Stevenson County voters still have time to hear the pros and cons of raising the sales tax. The question appears on the March 18th ballot. In the meantime, school district officials plan to update the public on how exactly the money will be used. Residents may also hear from business owners about how they feel about those add-ons at the bottom of the receipt. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.